Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
How does the South African National Blood Service, STS department, help cancer patients? This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. We all know that blood donations save lives, but how does the Specialized Therapeutic Services Department at the South African National Blood Service, SANBS, help cancer patients? We learn more. SANBS is committed to providing blood products and services to all our patients. A large number of those patients are affected by cancer. We aim to be a reliable center of excellence to support our patients through the toughest times. At SANBS, there are multiple departments that work in harmony to ensure the provision of quality, cost-effective blood products and services. One such department is called the Specialized Therapeutic Services, STS department. The STS department performs procedures that enable healthcare providers to obtain or remove red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets, and plasma for medical treatment services. These are called apheresis procedures. These services help patients by performing cellular depletions where there are high numbers of abnormal cancer cells, cellular and plasma exchanges, exchanges of abnormal cells or defective plasma for donor cells and donor plasma, and also cell collections, stem cell, lymphocyte, and granulocyte collections for donation in transplants, among others. The STS team offers a mobile service and comes to the bedside of the patient who requires these specific therapies. We use specialized equipment and blood products to provide treatment to patients in need. We travel to various hospitals in South Africa at the request of doctors. From 2019 to date, we have serviced 81 hospitals with more than 90 subspecialist units in 8 provinces, excluding the Western Cape. We follow evidence-based guidelines for the use of therapeutic apheresis in clinical practice with reference to the American Society for Apheresis. Our department boasts a team of 16 therapeutic specialists who achieved their clinical apheresis skills competency through the SANBS Learning and Development Program, together with supplier support programs and international certification. Our spectacular team has been described as caring, professional, well-informed, friendly, and very efficient in our most recent patient feedback surveys. Providing a world-class service is also a goal of the SANBS as a collective. Each of our procedures has its standard operation procedure and is audited for quality purposes. Clinical apheresis procedures are used to treat a variety of diseases, including cancers, organ rejection, sickle cell disease, malaria, and neurological diseases. The STS department performs hematopoietic progenitor stem cell collections, HPSC, in both private and public hospitals, which is a treatment option for some oncology patients. We also service patients diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, testicular cancer, and pediatric patients with neuroblastoma. This group criteria often undergoes an autologous stem cell transplant, which is when a patient's stem cells are collected after chemotherapy and they are frozen and stored for transplantation at a later stage. Another service that we provide is for when donors who donate stem cells for patients diagnosed with acute lymphoid leukemia, T-cell lymphoma, acute myeloid leukemia, and mast cell leukemia. These donors are referred to as allogeneic stem cell donors as they donate stem cells for others. Our HPSC program prides itself with robust quality management and measures each stem cell collection efficiency. The STS department has recently achieved accreditation from the Joint Accreditation Committee, ISCT Europe and EBMT, JACIE is Europe's only official accreditation body in the field of HPSC and cellular therapy. To know more about our services, please visit sanbs.org.za, and to find out more about becoming a stem cell donor, please contact one of the South African registries, sabmr.co.za or dkms-africa.org. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.